Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl Linda Bott. It's a Friday, and we're rocking!
Woo!
Phone lines here, 221-1402. If you can't quite get us at 1400 KQMS, we're also on 1670. We have an 800 number. It's 1-800-521-1989. And again, in our studio, we're joined by the blood of this program, Frosty.
Good morning.
Hey, Frosty, what's that on your face? You're growing things on your face.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, that brings your age up to like 13 now.
Sweet.
You know. Hey, and speaking of sweet, here's my soulmate.
Good morning. Now, okay, in case you just, you know, have been snoozing, Sunday's Father's Day. So it's a time for you to remember your father and do, you know, just something. Just a call, a note, a card, just something. Remember your father. That's why you're here, by the way. Like it or not, you're here because of your parents. So honor your father this Sunday. Also, remember today at 11 o'clock, oh my gosh, the county fair down in Anderson. If you want to dunk Carl Bott, you can buy tickets and take your chance at, you know, take your chance at Duncan Carl.
Now, I understand there is a concerted movement, a movement to get people together on motorcycles to come down there to throw baseballs at me to drop me into the tank. Well, this is what I say to that group. Y'all better take some Advil because I've seen your arms.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. And one other thing on that is, you know, yesterday I said, Silas Lyons and the gents from the Record Searchlight, I heard was that Silas was going to be out there. I don't know if that's true or not, but if he is, I hope somebody calls me and tells me, and I will apologize for calling him a girly man and all the other people. Okay.
All right.
Back to you.
So also, you know, what's the day that's officially summer?
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday, Father's Day and Sunday, officially summer. Now, for you who own pets, you know who I'm talking about. Don't leave your pet in the car. It's hot. If it's 80 degrees or hotter, your pet is actually boiling inside. Inside their body, they're boiling. And you could get fined. And you should be fined. So there you go. Just conscientiously make an effort. Now, we have our dog in the car with us this morning, but we'll take her home after the show, and it's not 80 degrees. If it was really hot, like when we get those triple digits, then, you know. Okay, now the other thing is, if you've been following that story about the students that were detained in China because of swine flu, can you imagine six ninth graders and a teacher? They went over there on it was a private school. They went on a wonderful tour of the terracotta soldiers and everything else, and guess what?
They kissed a pig.
They got detained.
Oh.
I mean, how horrible for the parents.
Absolutely.
And how horrible for the students. But anyway, so they have been released and all is well. They're on their way back. They're going to be going through Shanghai or something like that. So there's your news. And by the way, you're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on this beautiful Friday.
And this is open line. Well, most every day is open line, but we're really open line today. We've already got people on the phone. We're going to be talking some stuff. Bring us your rants. We're going to rock on this one.
This is News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS. Phone lines are backed up. And you know what? People ask us about the format in the show. What format? We've got people who are going to talk about the firearms bill, Special Olympics, and North Korea. But we're going to start with Special Olympics. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I want to thank you for a great time I had yesterday at the golf course at Riverview, and having the pleasure to associate with the men and women of the Special Olympics Committee.
And we want to thank you for being there. It was a great time. I'm not sure who had more fun, the kids or the parents, with you there.
Well, but I tell you what, I played golf that day with Kim, who's the or yesterday with Kim, who's the course pro, and then Randy Sprague. Our young man was named Larry, and I tell you what, every hole he got better. And in fact, we used his efforts on a couple of our holes just to get into, you know, to get up close.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was. And you know, what you're all doing is great. So tell us what's happening this weekend, though.
Well, this weekend, the actual Pro-Am starts. Yesterday was just our fun day to bring the kids out. We have a practice round today, and then what the format is one pro, four amateurs. It starts tomorrow morning at 7:30. 2 days with the amateurs and the pros, and then we eliminate two-thirds of the pros for Monday's round, and just the low, it'll be about 15 pros play for the $7,500 prize on Monday.
Well, this is a good way to take your dad out to for Father's Day, or just anybody come out and enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. The public is more than welcome to come out and watch. Weather's going to be wonderful. Golf course in great shape. Plenty of food, drinks, everything. And Special Olympic kids are out there. They help us manage the golf course. Just a great. It's going to be a great weekend. And that's my Father's Day gift.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, y'all are doing a great thing. And again, our community coming together to help a group that you know that it's what y'all are doing to provide an outlet and to support the Special Olympics is outstanding.
Yeah, we really enjoy doing it. We're the number one fundraiser for Shasta County Special Olympics, and we all just we're into it.
Well, again, okay, Curtis, so people can come out to Riverview tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday.
Yes.
And I encourage people to do that if you're wondering what to do. So,
yeah.
Curtis, thank you so much.
Carl, thank you.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, today in the front on the front page, we were talking about people buying ammo and weapons. And on the phone is a gentleman that knows about weapons and ammo, is also our vice mayor.
Morning,
Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good
How
morning.
Are you guys both today?
Good morning. You must, you've got some juice.
I've got two cups of coffee. I'm ready to go.
I mean, how about some great info for us? Get us stirred up.
Well, it's been a busy week, and starting off in Monday, we've a group of people from Redding and really all over Northern California and Central California, we went down to our state capitol, essentially on lobby day on Monday, to lobby our state assemblymen and senators and encourage them to vote no on a variety of firearm issues. And, of course, the big issue was De Leon's bill, and that one it's kind of near and dear to my heart because we have a tremendous amount of information about this type of restriction, and it simply does not work. De Leon's ammunition bill, it was the same bill that, you know, that they started last year, and it creates a registry for all handgun ammunition vendors, requires the vendors to be licensed on top of all the licenses we have already. Employees who handle ammunition must have background checks, and handgun ammunition must not be accessible to the purchaser. And it also, the buyer, every time they buy handgun ammunition, must thumbprint and sign on a card, and then we have to keep those cards, and they'll be reviewed each year. So very restrictive. On top of a federal law that no longer exists today, it was enacted in 1968 and went for 18 years, and we did the same thing. And not one crime was prevented, stopped, or prosecuted off of that 18 years of experience. And now here they are back again in California. That bill was a federal law. And here they are in California doing it again. And it's just on top of all the other things that we do. It's harmful to the industry. It slows the industry down. It doesn't stop a single crime from occurring. We already today, and when I talked to De Leon's chief of staff, he was not even aware that it is already unlawful for any person who is prohibited from possessing a firearm to possess ammunition. That's Penal Code 12316. And he was even unaware of that. So we already have the tools in place. These folks are creating major legislation off of one study. When I asked the chief of staff how long he'd been around firearms, he wouldn't answer the question because he hasn't been around firearms. These folks are in some pretty high-powered positions, and they're They're very much being costly to our industry.
Hey, Patrick, from what I understand is what they're trying to target is people selling thousands of rounds out of the back of their car.
Well, it's the same situation. If a criminal is buying, and there again, they're talking about the dealers, federally licensed dealers, which is the bulk of where ammunition is being sold. They're acting like we're selling ammunition out of the back of our trucks at some swap meet, and that's just not the truth, and they know it. The facts of the matter are that the firearm dealers in California were all federally licensed, were all quality, legitimate businesses throughout our state, and we're not criminals. They're treating us, once again, like we're criminals. Do criminals get their hands on ammunition? Yes, they do. Are they buying that ammunition the bulk of the time through licensed shops? It's questionable, but it's still a crime, and they can be picked up for it at any time. The tools are already there. We don't need more laws on top of it. And this law, it won't work. It simply is ineffective. And we had 18 years of that to test, and it was shown not to work.
Hey, Patrick, we've got to take a break here, and we've got the phone lines. I tell you, I have a problem anytime anybody wants to fingerprint me. It brings back in flashbacks. My problem is this, is that if I'm shooting out in a range with my friends, and this has happened on several occasions, and somebody has, you know, and we're shooting, and they may have reloaded hundreds of rounds of ammo, so we're shooting their ammo. It's illegal for that person to give me more than 51 rounds. So at that point, he becomes a lawbreaker.
Right.
Even though he may be an honorably discharged veteran who's never had a problem in his life, at that point, he hands me two boxes of .22 caliber ammunition. He's now a lawbreaker. That's one of the huge problems I have with this.
Absolutely.
Anyway, okay, Patrick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to continue talking about this bill at various times because, you know, this is onerous. This is crap. This is a typical thing they do. They pile on, they throw it into the appropriation committee and say, hey, we just have to spend a few million dollars on this. You know, get your priorities straight, people. I mean, come on, clown posse. Get to work. News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Giddy up. You're listening to Carl and Linda Body here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Oh, the phones are lit up, but this portion of the show was brought to you by New Image Studios. Saturday, June 27th, mark your calendars. From 9 to 4, New Image Studios is going to be taking pet photos at their Park Marina Drive location. $19 and a medium-sized can of dog food or cat food gets you a session and an 8x10 portrait of you and your favorite fur ball buddy. It's 2655 Park Marina Drive. They are fabulous. Go do it. Check our website out, freefireradio.com. You'll see a picture of Carl and I and Snooki. It's just their work, how good it is.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. And how about you?
I am getting ready to raise money for the 4-H and by having people throw baseballs at the...
Got your nose plugged?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you got your nose plugged?
You know what? I just don't believe anybody out there is going to be, you know, that good to be able to do it. I might just wear a tuxedo.
Nose plug.
Well, listen, two things. First of all, you know I'm calling about North Korea, but I sent you a link about it, and one of them was broken. I sent you another one.
Okay.
Criminalizing the right to bear arms, an agenda that successfully minimalized protests by the Nazis in Germany. It seems to be a collective program here in this country right now, and I know that's off topic from what I called in about. You and Patrick talking got me going on it.
Well, you know what? It's an open line. You know, people, like I said, people ask about the formats. You know, what formats? Here we go. So, what is that what you want to talk about?
Oh, I really want to talk about North Korea and what's going on.
Okay.
You know, Robert Gates has expressed a deep concern, our defense secretary,
uh-huh.
and has placed fighter interceptors and missile interceptors in Hawaii in order to curtail any attempts at attacking Hawaii by North Korea.
I understand that their missile launch they're talking about is going to be aimed at in the direction of Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other thing is they have a ship that has steamed out of the harbor in North Korea with questionable, whatever that means, weapons on board. And they've got that from satellite observation. And what their concern is that they're either going to attempt another attack or they're going to sell weapons illegally. Nuclear-based weapons, dirty bombs, to other countries.
Well, you know, the great leader of North Korea has always had a screw loose.
And, oh, yeah.
And, you know, for a while they were under control. They acquired their nuclear capabilities, you know, over the last 8 years. But now it seems like they're really, really pushing the Obama presidency.
And
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and nobody does. But
no.
It appears, I don't know what we're doing. I mean, are we saying, you know, you don't want to do this, that if you do this, that, you know, your lifestyle is going to change dramatically? I mean, there's only so much you can do to them because they're already at starvation level.
Robert Gates is at least committed to this thing. I mean, he has said there's not going to be another Pearl Harbor.
Well, no, and, you know, and that comes, you know, we say Gates, but that comes from Obama, too. I mean, the thing is that if they launch a rocket and it heads there, I mean, and we shoot it down halfway across, was it going to make it anyway? I mean, it's just what they're doing is really provoking us.
What they're doing is trying to tell potential buyers that they can produce what they say they
yeah.
have.
Hey,
and
we,
that's what the scary part is. I'm off.
Yeah, we've got a break right now. Thanks a lot, John. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. How are you? Open line. 221-1402. This is Carl and Linda Butt. Yeah, Free Fire Radio. It's Friday. Carl's going to get dunked at 11.
No, we don't know that.
You're going to
get
dunked.
I will be there,
people?
But we do not know if anybody's going to have the ability or the strength of will.
I have faith in North Staters.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be talking trash to them, too. I mean, this ain't going to be, I'm not going to make it easy for them. So, anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joel and Shelley have got the finest place to visit for tobacco products west of the Mississippi. Espresso Joe's, get coffee there, you get buy tea, wine, you know, Snapple, any of that
Snapple.
Stuff. Snapple.
You won't be smoking a stogie.
Small business, the money stays in the community.
Yeah.
Go to the people that support our community, Joel and Shelley. Okay. So what do you mean, Snapple?
Got
Who's
it.
Next?
Whoa. Oh,
okay. How about Ed?
How about you put your glasses on?
Okay. Ed, Ed, call back. You get first in. Daniel.
Morning, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
Morning.
Sorry. Hey, Ed, wherever you are, call back.
Morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, until then, when I pushed the wrong button, I was doing great. So,
I wear glasses, too, so I'm on your side. Have you ever heard that poem? I'm not sure exactly how it goes, but here's the gist of it. Today they came for, the doctors, but I didn't care because I wasn't a doctor. And then the other day they came for the publicist, and I didn't care because I wasn't a publicist. And today they're coming for me, and there was no one left to stop them.
Yes. Yeah, it started out as Jews and then Catholics, and then, you know, nobody standing up to do anything.
Exactly. You know, I'm the same Daniel that called up on Memorial Day that said I was an MP.
Right.
980th. Anyway, I am so disappointed in the state trying to step on our rights and alienate people. It just breaks my heart. You know, I'm also the guy who calls and is on medical marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And then other people call up, oh, I'd never rent a house to him and stuff like this. But you know what? I look way past that, and I am so against them stepping on the rights of shooters and trying to make so many laws to where one day when you spit on the sidewalk, they'll be able to arrest you and call you a criminal.
Well, they do that right now in Singapore. If you spit on the sidewalk, you are fined.
Oh,
sorry.
Well, I'm just talking about the pettiness of it.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
You know, it's pretty soon, in the land of the free, they're going to have so many laws to where they're saying, oh, you had evil intentions, so we're going to throw you in jail.
Well,
just for, thinking or something.
Daniel, and I can't help but think that we are heading in that direction slowly, in some cases, you know, not so slow, is that identifying people as, you know, as potential terrorists because, you know, you believe in the Second Amendment. You believe that big government isn't the way to go. You may be pro, you know, you may be a pro-life or, you know, or pro-choice, but they can still make it. They can still make their choices. You read the Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, and you read 1984 by George Orwell. I mean, you know, when we read those before, we laughed. But now you're starting to see things where the government's intruding in everything. And at what point is this going to stop?
Exactly. And what they're trying to do is take law-abiding citizens, because I worked for a school district my whole life, and I've always been a law-abiding citizen, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to just say, almost anything you do now, we can just call you a criminal. I give you 51 rounds after I've reloaded a bunch of rounds. Now I can be called a criminal. That it's insanity, really.
Well, you know what I would do if that was, if they actually ever passed this thing, is I would call for a protest of people, of all people, right, left, you know, no matter who you are, and go out there at the Civic Center, and we hand 51 rounds of 22 ammo to each other. And maybe get the Guinness Book of World Records for the most people cited for breaking the law at one time in one place. Because, you know, this is what they've done is it's ridiculous. It's like you said, you're out shooting with somebody, they give you a couple boxes of ammunition, they are now a lawbreaker. And, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, we can't pay our bills. We're up to our eyeballs and problems in this state. And there's just one other thing they want to add on to it.
I know. I feel like a Jew in pre-war Germany sometimes. You know, it's like I've got to keep my head down all the time because pretty soon they're going to come looking for me.
Well, not if we stand together. That's what the thing you said. We've got to stand together, and we've got to say, hey, enough's enough here.
There's hope in that.
Yeah. Hey,
well,
Daniel.
Have a nice day.
All right, you too, Daniel. Thanks a lot. Ed, accept my apology.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Not that I'm a regular, I just want to make sure you didn't do that on purpose.
No, you know what happened is I reached down and hit the button next to you.
Yeah.
But when I did that, then three of us trying to fix it, we managed to knock you off the air.
What's on your mind, Ed?
Well, I was wondering if you and your listeners would be interested in doing a quick two-squad on, you remember the utility question, whether Reading or PG&E customers have to pay more?
Yes. Yes.
And I got my PG&E bill in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Ending 6/16, 279 kilowatts, 3223. That's all in energy commission tax, nuclear decommissioning, etc. So if you could get someone in either on your blog or on live here.
Seven hundred and sixty watts.
No, pardon me. 279 kilowatts.
Okay. 279 kilowatts.
$32.23.
Okay. Now, are there any other charges to that?
No, that's the total at the bottom, the whole thing, taxes. And that's the reason you got to do this, because they each calculate their bills differently.
Right.
So, anyway, that was what I was calling in for. Hey, I got a quick suggestion, though, about a topic in the future, the red light cameras.
Oh.
Have you done that before?
You know what, we have mentioned that because, you know, like you do, Ed, people call in, and some of them have called in about that, but it's been a while.
Yeah. Do you realize that those cameras are rented, I think, by a company outside of Reading.
Redflex, I know him well. The reason I'll call in on that is I went through this, and I, as far as I know, I'm the only one who's ever beat one of those in court, one of those tickets.
Uh-huh.
So I'll call in on that subject, so I say it's cool. Anyway, I keep seeing more and more of them, and I don't have anything nice to say about them at the end of the
Well, you know, Chief Modi, or when Leonard Modi was on the show one time, people called and asked him about that. And his thing was this. It costs $6,000, I think it's $6,000 a month for that light. The company puts it in there. Anything that goes over that $6,000 goes to the city. But the city does not have to pay them. They're paying for the privilege of putting those lights in our roads. Now, it's supposedly generating thousands and thousands of dollars, but of course, the police department says that's not what they're there for. They're there for to stop accidents.
Yeah, but the trick on that is, at least about 6 months ago when I looked into it, because the billings had never reached that amount, the city had never actually gotten a penny of it.
Well, you know what that could be. Well, yeah, but see, if it doesn't get to $6,000, then the city doesn't get it. So
what it comes down to is just a huge tax on. When I went to court, you see, most of the people there were senior citizens.
Yeah.
You got used to driving this. Those cameras have reaction times just much faster than people, that's all.
Well,
you nail people, just thousands of people with $500 tickets is what's going on.
Yeah, you know, we got to take a break here. But, you know, one thing they found out down in San Diego
Ed?
Yeah.
Was that they had set the yellow lights for like a half a second, even a second less, and they threw out thousands of tickets. They threw out thousands of tickets because of the way that they had changed the yellow light sequence, and that was illegal.
Yeah, and that's a related story of how, again, I got not guilty. It was something like that.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, thanks so much for your phone call, and thanks for listening.
Okay, hey, are you going to try to get a post on your blog or the utilities are going to call in? Or?
Yeah, well, we're going to we've told everybody that you're on PG&E, you've got 279 kilowatts, and you're paid $32.23.
And I got no discounts, no
senior discount.
Citizen,
so,
no panels,
so if anybody
on my
else
nothing,
is,
so it's a standard rate, standard fees.
Yeah. Well, you know what we can do is we can just call down to REU and we can check this out.
Well, I've tried.
Thank
I tried last week.
You
remember.
Oh, that's true. That's
right. You might get the right answers.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot.
Got to take a break here. Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, we have a correction here. If you've been listening to commercials, it's about the Shasta Orthopedic Summer Camp. There's a correction here. The preseason camp is June 30th to August 16th. For information, call 24-DR-SPORTS. That's 24-DR-SPORTS.
Okay.
Pass it along.
Edith.
Hello, sir.
It's like, hello, sugar.
When are you in this dunk tank?
11 o'clock today at the county fair.
Today.
You know what? I'm getting a little scared if you and Richard come out.
Well, why?
Because
why would we make you nervous?
Because you two are.
Because you're hardcore.
Dedicated.
Oh, you mean you think we might know somebody that can actually throw a ball and hit that tag?
They might, but I'll still be talking trash at you.
Well, these are the by the way.
Also, I want to put out there, we need the people to come to the Destruction Derby. Donnie and Bob that helped on the veterans truck are going to run their cars along with a few others that put their help in.
And now, where's this at?
When?
This weekend at the Anderson
Fair
on Sunday, 7.
Oh, it's Father's Day Demolition Derby. Wow.
Yes. And we've got a few that helped with the welding and the building and the putting together of that veterans truck, and it'd be really great if we could get everybody out there to cheer them on at the beauty contest.
Hey, we're keeping that truck in.
What time?
The Derby's at 7, races start, I think, at 5. So there's races ahead of time, and then the Derby's after that.
Hey, make sure we're keeping our truck together because we're going to, we may need to use that for the Breast Cancer Awareness Week.
Yeah, we're thinking about that one, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be pretty in pink.
Painting it pink and racing.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Hey, look.
So, anyway, have fun with it. Hope you stay dry.
Okay. Give RJ our best. Give him a hug.
That we will. You guys have a good one.
You bet.
Bye.
Martin, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Hey, what we need about this ammo thing is for everybody to go out and buy a gun that's really, really going to hurt when you have to throw it at the bad guy.
You know, we used to say to some of our people that, you know, they'd issue these 9mm.
Right.
And make sure you put a lanyard on it so you can hold it and you can swing it around your head and smack people with it.
Yeah, so, there you go. Okay, I just had to throw that in there.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Honey. The station manager came in one more time with another correction of the dates of the orthopedic camp. Okay.
We'll do that after we talk to Greg.
June 30th to August 6th. That's it. Okay.
That's the orthopedic camp.
Yes.
June 30th to August
6th. Not 16th.
August 6th.
August 6th.
All right.
Okay.
Greg, sorry.
You got it straight now?
Yeah.
You know what? No, because the door can still open up and they'll come back in with something else. You know,
on the utility bill, it comes up to $40.44 for the same amount. $279 is what you said?
Right.
Yeah. And it shows the city does charge more if that's. But that includes the meter reading, too, $6.86.
Well, you know, that's a good part, you know, because, you know, one of the things that goes up every time is the cost of doing meters, the meter readings for everything.
And it doesn't seem to have any power there to stop them from doing it. I mean,
No, there isn't. That's an automatic one. You can't even fight that one.
Yeah, and once again, that's why we're paying Paul that $120,000 a year to, and you watch, you confront him on this, and you watch how he speaks. He will get out of it, he'll worm out of it, and there doesn't seem to be any halt to that. I mean, our city council sits there and just listens to him, but there's no opposition to him. No matter what is considered a debate, and they will always follow what he has. I mean, even when they raised the rates too, they had three plans to pick from. Paul already said that he's going to stick with plan two, no matter what, and the city's going to have to go for it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He's got the power.
The city staff wields a lot of power there, but then again, the city staff still works for the city council. Last time I looked,
You know, and we're into this thing with Tank too. And I tell you what, this Tank, the involvement in Tank, you know, for whatever purpose, has got to be closely scrutinized. You know, it's, if we think the rates were bad before, this $45 million, you know, that is just a wag. You know, that's a wild ass guess, and they've got to do better than that. Plus the fact of what it does to all the people out there, 6,000 property owners. And, you know, they're saying is that, well, you know, that's three different routes, and we're only going to use one route. Well, I tell you what, it's kind of like what Ed talked about earlier. You know, first they came for, you know, the Jews, then they came for the Catholics, then they came for the Christians, then they came for me. And so just because it's one route doesn't mean that you're not going to get gored later.
Yeah. Well, look at our water meter stuff and other utilities that they raised, too, at the same time.
I know.
They sent out the notices to the people that loaned the land, not the people that were paying the bills.
Yeah.
And they got away with that, too. So it's like, who's working for who here? And where's the opposition to it?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what?
We're the opposition.
We're the opposition.
But that you don't mean anything. You stand up there to talk to your blue in the face up there. They'll just look at you and say you're debating. We don't want to listen to it.
Well, you know, but we get the final say next year during the election.
We had that this year, too, and they all sat there and said, oh, we're going to review this, we're going to do this and do this. Then when you get there, okay, you know, talk is cheap. Now look what they're doing.
I'm talking about elections.
That's what I meant. They all said that they're going to fight all this. They didn't like it. I mean, listen, go back and listen to their speeches.
Yeah, that's, well, you know what?
They need to fire, it's more or less, if people run for that stuff and they don't do it, they need to fire them right off the bat. That's the end of it.
Hey, Greg, thanks a lot for your phone call. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Carl and about Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know, the other day we talked about our prayers going out to Senior Master Sergeant Bo Ferris. And Bo has passed away. And we just want to tell the family that our thoughts and our prayers are with you. And, you know, Daniel, who has been a listener for us for a long time and has called us on many issues. And we just want to say, Daniel, that our thoughts are with you. And that we met Bo at the night for B.B. Newworth.
His father-in-law.
Yeah, B.B. Newworth was there. And what a nice man he was. So, again, our thoughts and our prayers are with you, Daniel. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You're up.
That's fine. I was calling about the RU bills.
Yes, ma'am.
I just pulled mine out, 580 kilowatt-hours for $70.19, which is more than the PG&E. And I believe mine's a lifeline rate. I think it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
Typical information from Hoosier yesterday, whole bunch of smoke and mirrors, won't acknowledge that you got to add in the service meter charge to figure out what the cost is.
Uh-huh.
They've been, you know, I feel like the 4 months worth of meetings was nothing but smoke and mirrors the whole time. We had two initial issues. They ended up making it into 15, gave us a couple of yeses on some of the ones they made up. The two initial issues both got shot down. Also yesterday, Mr. Hoosier saying that that the person that did the comparables for other areas,
uh-huh.
I was one of those people that did the comparables for other areas.
Right.
I called virtually every municipality in California that I could contact. Uh-huh. And not one of them was anywhere near what Redding charges in late fees.
That's what I understood.
Yeah, it's, you know, him just saying, oh, well, you know, tell him which one she called and, you know, this and that. No, I called every single one of them. So, but, of course, they refuse to acknowledge that and go about doing whatever they want to do, just like they normally do.
Well, that's what this show's for, is to come in and let's try and set things straight. You know, this morning I saw a piece on our local TV station about Tank. That I hope there's a follow up story on this because it just gave the REU side.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the thing is that I heard the work that you did, and there are a lot of changes that could be made. And again, we've got to hold the city council responsible, and we've got to run here, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we've got to try to get some more people. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Short time here.
I have a question about baseball. There are pitchers that throw right-handed, and there are pitchers that throw left-handed. Where did the term southpaw originate? I'll take your response off the air.
This is a trivia question. Do you know?
Southpaw. No. But we're going to be, before the show is out, we're going to tell you, though.
We only have just a
short time. Yeah, just a short time. Daniel.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Daniel. Daniel, again, our thoughts and prayers go out with you.
Thank you, sir. You know, I'm kind of concerned now. Have you seen our legislatures trying to reverse the Williamson Act again?
I just looked at it, just glanced at it this morning. So this would be something we can talk about next week.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we do talk about that.
Okay.
You know, we will, because Monday's going to be open line, too.
You bet.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Hey, the term southpaw developed from the fact that left-handed pitchers face south because baseball diamonds are laid out with home plate to the west. That term started in 1885.
Well, happy Father's Day. Remember, this weekend again is Sunday. Is a day to remember your father. Always remember your father every day of the week. But Sunday is a special day dedicated for that. Happy Father's Day, Carl.
Well, thank you, hon. And today, 11 o'clock at Anderson Fair, I'm going to be sitting out there watching the weenie arms trying to knock me in the water. The weenie arms and raising money for the 4-H kids. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?